I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Asheville's Americana Burlesque and Sideshow Festival takes place this weekend. The theme this year is empowerment. As organizers say, dancing, juggling, and politics, they're all connected.
I fed my doggy by the green apple tree.
Wait, why do you sit
on
these chairs?
My doggy went.
Tell us which one you want us to play.
Festival rehearsals take place at a micro farm along New Leicester Highway. Onsa O'Leary, a belly dancer who performs as Madame Onsa, says burlesque is a whole lot more than just female dancing and striptease.
The word burlesque, of course, means satire. So there's this notion always in the burlesque and sideshow tradition of a certain amount of send-up of cultural norms and those in power. It's an opportunity to use humor, comedy, and sass.
She says the festival, now in its 11th year, will always seek to represent old Asheville.
What we all strive against is Asheville becoming a sort of Portlandia theme park where, you know, lots of people come to gawk at the freaks on parade. That's not what old Asheville was. Old Asheville was freaks living their lives, irrespective of the gaze.
For 3 nights, Friday and Sunday at the Grey Eagle Music Hall and Saturday at the Orange Peel, festival goers can expect, well, anything.
My name is Stefan Walker, and I perform as Swami Yomami.
Yomami's specialty?
A lot of the classic sideshow stunts that people may be familiar with, like hammering a spike in my nose, walking on broken glass, or eating fire, but I do it all with a comedic bent.
While his end goal is laughter, Walker takes his craft very seriously because he feels sideshow acts are historically misunderstood.
They're not somebody who needs to be pitied, that they're not being exploited, that they're doing this of their own volition. They may have a physical difference, but their brain is the same as anybody else's, and they're fully capable of empowering themselves and producing things and being creative.
Empowerment is the theme for the weekend, and for each performer that means something both different and similar. For Queen April, a dancer who does theatrical stripping, to her, empowerment means...
I can get on stage in front of an audience, almost completely naked, and not be objectified in the usual way. That people have come away from that, not just saying, oh, well, you know, there's a woman almost completely naked on stage. They come away with it, with what I'm trying to say, which could be anything, you know, a political statement or a sexual statement or a funny statement.
Maria Bella dances clowns and plays the trumpet. Thanks to last year's election, empowerment for her is increasingly political.
Right now, it's very important for women to band together and really have a voice in the arts because that's what art is there for. It is a way to get your voice heard.
Politics might be inescapable right now in just about all fields, and Absfest won't be any different. Madame Onsa invited the ACLU to speak before Saturday's show.
I really wanted to create an opportunity to connect our audiences, progressive audiences, questioning audiences, you know, audiences who are finding out about something new for the first time. I wanted to connect those audiences with information and resources about keeping this country consent-based, freedom-based.
But talking politics doesn't always have to be so serious. Paolo Garbanzo is a juggler who has performed all over the world.
When you juggle fire in America, it's like, oh, that's dangerous. When you juggle fire in Europe, they're like, well, that's pretty.
His insight on why that is a take on healthcare that's probably not been heard before.
I would like to blame that squarely on socialized medicine. Europeans don't care if you get hurt because they'll just take you to the hospital and everything's fine. In America, it's like, you could get your hand chopped off, and what's going to happen then? Well, we don't know, because insurance. So I squarely put the blame on that.
In the end, always keep the audience entertained. For BPR News, I'm Matt Bush.